M6QDY portable, pedestrian portable, El Dorado Hill monitoring.
Victory Alpha 3, Whiskey Bravo Zulu. Anybody on the frequency?
Who's that, Bill? KB3JQQ.
Answer Roger, VA3WZ. It's William, absolutely. I got to go and change that on my QRZ page. Take the Bill one, just change it to William. I haven't used the name Bill there for a lot of years now. And back to you.
Yeah, I apologize. After I said that, I meant to say William, because I've heard you in there before, and it's just like it came to me, you know. So I'm pretty good at remembering. Somehow, I do it. Names and call signs.
Not a problem. I'm not bothered by it. Not at all. Anyway, how are you doing tonight? I missed out the last part of the net there. We have a birthday party going on here tonight for the granddaughter's 28th birthday, so got to crawl downstairs there for cake cutting and picture taking and stuff like that. So there's a lot of people here getting a picture taken with her. The great-great-granddaughter's there as well, so that's a lot of fun as well.
Western Maryland, right? And from down below, it's the potential. Patapsco Valley where it just goes to the Chesapeake Bay. And I'm pretty sure a whole lot of Indians had some powwows there. That's KB3JQ.
You know, that would be something for a kid, depending on his age, all that, to remember and think about. I know back in the 50s when we were growing up as youngsters, that I was born back in the 40s, but back in the 50s, when we had a chance to watch TV at one of the neighbors' places that, or at the movies, they always had the black and white movies on TV and in the theaters about people like Davy Crockett and this sort of thing from back in the day. And it's always interesting because this is the inspiration that we had.
No, five, one,
play,
two, five,
you know,
three,
from,
seven, time out.
And have your own creativity, and you want to break. We'd have these old car inner tubes, and any tree that had a good solid branch onto it, the inner tube was over top of the branch, and there's like stirrups sitting on the saddle. We'd bounce up and down with a little twig or something like that there shooting at each other. The little twig sort of thing going kapow, pow, pow sort of thing. You know, those are the days that comes back. Hey, I hope this is Alzheimer's kicking in. My goodness.
Yeah, I too, when I was hanging out up there, you know, we moved out there in 1989. There was no internet, no real cell phones or nothing. You know, if I cut school, the only thing I had to keep me company was the novel that we were supposed to be reading in English class, and certainly read a whole lot of books up there. But I was thinking later in life here that, you know, if I was up there today and as a kid, would I have been able to take the Wi-Fi, maybe make a corner reflector and aim it up the hill, because I could see the house, you know, it was line of sight. That note was 2.4 gigahertz. I've made it all the way across the parking lot, the far end of my parking lot on 2.4. So I just wonder, you know, being a crazy kid back then, and I remember a guy showing me if you take an old FM radio and you put audio into it across the local oscillator and you feed it out, you could actually get, maybe a good half a mile or so off of it. Certainly above and beyond Part 15 regulations these days, but it was interesting, and I never got to see how far I could go, because the longest I ever had was a C90 tape, so I had 45 minutes before I ran out of tape. These days, you know, I had MP3s I could have fed it with for hours on end. KB3JQQ. You know, if I take today's technology and old style stuff, boy, what I could have done.
Well, you can always go and find one of these little radios and go and try to repeat the same post that you were thinking about at the time. A little power in mind. It would be interesting to see what happens. You can find dead spots in the on the FM broadcast up there, or the AM, either one. But there's dead spots, you don't pick up any stations at all. Lord knows you're driving on the highway and you can't get any stations down there. It'd be interesting to show what you're going to try.
Well, I figured out later, after I moved away from there, that it was a kind of a